This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Belarus used stun grenades on Sunday to disperse protesters who, after months of demonstrations, have threatened a national strike if longtime President Alexander Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. News reports say more than 100,000 protesters were in the streets of Minsk on Sunday. It's the 11th week in a row of demonstrations against Lukashenko's contested victory in the August presidential elections. At least two people were injured by police in Sunday's protests. That's according to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. 60 people were arrested, according to Belarusian's rights group Vesna. Opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who fled the country for her safety after the August election, has called for a national strike if Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. Lukashenko has indicated he will ignore the ultimatum. Lukashenko maintains he won the poll in a landslide, garnering 80% of all ballots, despite widespread claims at home and abroad that the vote was heavily rigged to keep him in power. He's been in office for 26 years. That's 26 years. Public anger has grown over the crackdown in the wake of the protests that have seen more than 7,500 arrests and police violence against demonstrators. Hundreds have emerged from police custody with bruises and tales of torture at the hands of Lukashenko's security agents. Lukashenko has accused NATO of moving forces near Belarusian borders. The alliance has denied the accusations. With the coronavirus surging in the United States again, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows declared on Sunday that the country is not going to control the pandemic. But Meadows told CNN, quote, "We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigation."